News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. We start up hour number two of the program here this morning, of course, with our weekly conversation with Envision Greater Fond du Lac. We talk to Envision each week around this time to learn about what they have going on in and around our community. And today we're going to talk with a brand new person joining the staff of Envision recently. That is Raina Jeffrey. She is the Director of Small Business and Entrepreneurship, and she's kind enough to tell us a little bit about herself and all things small business and entrepreneurship here on a Wednesday. Raina, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us. How are you this morning?
I am lovely. How are you, Spencer?
We are doing well. It's another summertime day, and boy, it's a busy week here, and you're getting to know Fond du Lac pretty quickly here. You just joined the staff a few weeks back, if I'm not mistaken, and joining Envision Greater Fond du Lac, which always has a ton of stuff going on in and around the community. But to start, tell us about yourself and a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I'm Raina Jeffrey, like you said. I am from the booming metropolis of Campbellsport, Wisconsin, in the southern part of Fond du Lac County. I am the co-president of the Campbellsport Chamber of Commerce, and that's how I kind of got introduced to Envision Greater Fond du Lac and all the awesome things that they do for the county and the small businesses, big businesses, and everyone alike. I am really excited about this new position. I used to run and operate a cafe in Campbellsport called Blue Door Coffee Company, shout out. I left that position for the Director of Small Business and Entrepreneurship, which was really hard. Big transition. That was my baby and my heart and my soul. But this new position will give me the opportunity to assist entrepreneurs of all sizes and shapes and colors and help them be successful in Fond du Lac County. So I'm really excited.
What got you started and what got you interested in entrepreneurship? Obviously, running Blue Door Coffee Company had to be a big part of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So shout out to Joel Fleischman from Campbellsport, Wisconsin. He gave me a jingle and said, hey, do you want to do this one day? So I kind of fell into it. It became a passion by circumstance, I guess. I really love people, and I love developing people, and I love being a part of the community is so important, and small businesses are the bread and butter, really, of Fond du Lac County. So it was awesome to be a part of that world. And it was really impactful for me, so I'm happy to be continuing in that atmosphere.
Small business and entrepreneurship. Obviously, there are a lot of different areas that can go into those specific topics. What are some of the things that that Envision is hoping that you will be focused on and that you'll be working on and helping our community with through your new role?
Sure. So I believe my number one task is to execute the Ignite program here at Envision. So that is our startup business success program. I am in the works of restructuring that a little bit and making it as easy as possible for any entrepreneurs that want to start a business in Fond du Lac or Fond du Lac County. The goal will be that we're the one-stop shop and everyone wants to open a business in Fond du Lac. That's my mission. So it's all the way from, I guess it starts with just an idea, so any sort of startup of a business, all the way to more established businesses, small businesses in Fond du Lac or Fond du Lac County that have, that need assistance. So I can go in there and help them figure out their pain points and talk about different issues that they're dealing with, like workforce and recovering from COVID. So it's a really awesome position that is broad, but really specific to Fond du Lac.
And I can imagine there's some stuff you can probably take away from your experience with Blue Door Coffee Company. It helps you transition into that new role and kind of share your life experiences, your expertise, right?
Yes, 100%. My experience really allows me to connect with the entrepreneurs and small business owners of Fond du Lac because I've done it. I've been in there grinding with the best of them. So it's an honor to work with the brothers and the sisters of this realm because, it's been messy. It's been a hard, year and a half. And, beyond just the past year and a half, it's always hard. It's a grind. But it's commendable and it's courageous to run a business. And it's just an honor to be a part of that story for them. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, you're tossed into, I guess not necessarily the fire, so to speak, quote unquote, but you look at the last 12, 18 months or so of life for everybody, but specifically for a business owner, it's definitely been a challenge, to say the very, very, very least, with COVID. And you talk about workforce shortages and all the pivots and changes and all the safety protocols. So there's a lot to deal with. I know you've only been on the job for a short period of time, but what was your kind of day one experience or day one goal in kind of still helping businesses and entrepreneurs through still the challenges we face here in 2021?
That's a good question. So from day one, it's very apparent that we are having a workforce issue. A lot of the businesses and small businesses I'm talking to, they can't get to that next step of expansion because they don't have enough people. They can't find people. They're having trouble finding qualified employees. So that was definitely a problem that the economic development team at Envision is trying to address ahead of the game. Honestly, there's awesome things going on at Envision, and I'm really proud to be a part of it, but definitely workforce issues for small businesses and entrepreneurs. If we don't get ahead of that, that will be a lingering issue. So
got to have people to work. Your base shifts, right? You can't think about expanding hours, opening a new location if you can't do the bread and butter, so to speak, right?
You're right. There can't be a bigger KFIZ if there's not two more Spencers.
That is very true. But in all seriousness, I mean, it just makes sense, and especially with everything that businesses have been through. When it comes down to it, what's one thing you want people to know about small business and entrepreneurship in Fond du Lac County? How you're going to be working to continue to help those people in our county. What's one thing you want them to know about your role with Envision and its purpose going forward?
Going forward, I think people should know that small business in Fond du Lac County is hungry, and we're ready for growth, and we're ready to move forward, and I think big things are on the horizon.
And Rain, if people want to get in touch with you over at Envision, they want to learn more about you, or they want to get some advice from you or set up a meeting, how can they do that?
They can contact me at my email. It's rjeffrey@envisiongreaterfdl.com. Otherwise, my phone number is 920-921-9500. And I'm always available, so give me a jingle.